This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Military families living on tight budgets can shop at the commissary, government stores that sell brand-name goods at or close to wholesale. Now, as a cost-saving measure, officials are looking at a bit of a radical notion, letting the commissaries stock generic along with the name brands. Kate Davidson reports.
Mommy! No, we don't need those, buddy. Thank you.
Steering two kids and two loaded carts, Jessica and Pat Donaldson are wrapping up a big shop.
Here, hold my wallet.
She's in the Navy, and actually, they live near the Fort Belvoir Commissary in Virginia. But they do these big runs off-base at Aldi's, Costco, and here at Wegmans. They like the produce.
Spinach!
And yogurt, canned fruit, pasta, all store brand.
The generics that we can get outside of the commissary is certainly far cheaper for us than what we could get buying name brands in the commissary.
Commissaries offer 30% savings on a typical basket of brand name goods, but they can't sell generics. Now that the Pentagon has proposed a $1 billion commissary cut, commissary prices are expected to rise. And some officials are wondering if stocking generics is a solution.
If I'm a young soldier and I choose to go to the commissary and the only thing I can buy is Green Giant or Hunt's brands.
That's Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler at a recent congressional hearing.
But I can go to Walmart and get great value, and that's 30 cents less for a can of corn than it is in the commissary.
So stock generics and everyone saves, right? Well, upsetting the commissary ecology has risks, says Tom Gordy. He heads the Armed Forces Marketing Council, representing brokers who work with the name brands. So, say the Defense Commissary Agency went out and contracted for a store brand. Let's call it Five Star Food.
That means the name brand products that are on the shelves will lose their shelf space, and they will also lose volume of sales.
Five Star Food would have costs, so to make it look as cheap as a civilian generic, Gordy says commissaries might have to mark up their remaining name brands even more.
And so the manufacturers right now, most of them give best pricing to the Defense Commissary Agency.
They also provide marketing dollars. They even stock shelves. All, Gordy says, to support a military benefit. They might be less inclined to subsidize a military business. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.